brought to you by PureGrainAudio.com. This is the Alloy Podcast. Welcome to the Alloy Podcast. He's Ben.
He's Matt.
And we've been away for a minute.
Yeah, we have. We've been away because I'm working way too fucking much.
Ben's working 6 days a week.
Yep.
And it really makes it rough. And then I've been working crazy, crazy, crazy.
Doing the podcast stuff.
Doing podcast stuff and writing and working with my bands and whatnot.
Yep, managing bands because that's what he does.
All right, so this episode is going to be pretty much dedicated to what we're doing for the next week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or for the rest of this week.
Yeah.
Because we just left the Run, Bitch, Run.
Right.
Proven.
Yep.
The Greenery, the Great Commission.
Yep.
Monsters, Legend, and Lionheart show.
Yeah.
Intensity in 10 cities.
Pretty much. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah. I was getting ready too. Lucy, just walk right into shit. What the fuck is wrong with me?
It's like, God, it's because it's 1 a.m. and we're sitting here recording.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll give you a quick rundown on what's coming up on this episode. All your usual cover of the week, which we're incorporating into one of these set lists, because it looks like every song set that we play on this episode is going to be dedicated to a show that one or both of us are attending this week.
Definitely.
Word. So coming up at the end of the show, we've got a nice little interview that I did a while back with Ocean of Mirrors.
Nice.
Very cool guys. Former members of Those Who Lie Beneath.
Word.
Yeah, that was a good band, Ocean of Mirrors. And
I still have a sweater from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, good time.
Those Who Lie Beneath?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Those Who Lie Beneath singer is now the singer for
I Declare War.
I Declare War, who I got to see a little while back.
I got to see him a long time ago, open for Whitechapel in Roseburg. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see him again with Whitechapel. Yeah. But it was I Declare War, Chelsea Grin, Veil of Maya, not necessarily in this order.
Didn't you score some interviews that night, too?
I just scored the one. I was supposed to get one with Whitechapel and Acacia Strain and Chelsea Grin. I got one with Chelsea Grin.
Yep.
Acacia Strain had kind of an issue come up with the security at the venue that night.
Oh.
And I'll leave it at that, in fact. I'll leave it at that.
All right. Matt will tell me when we're at song break.
I will tell Ben when we're off air.
All right.
And they weren't really feeling it because of that, and I understand that. That totally makes sense to me. I'm not going to be mad about that.
That's cool.
And then I just couldn't really touch base with Whitechapel.
Yeah.
Or their tour manager, or whoever the case was, or whatever the case was.
Right.
And so it just kind of never came together, you know?
Yeah, word.
Shit happens.
It does.
That's how it goes.
Total. So we're going to go to song? Is that what we're doing?
I think so. Are we done pretty much covering everything? We should probably say what shows we're working this week, right?
Shouldn't we intro those as we play the song sets?
You know what? That sounds like a pretty damn good idea.
Cool.
Benjamin, you're a fucking genius, man.
I know, right?
A fucking genius. You know that?
Because I fuck geniuses.
That's right. That's
a lie.
That is nowhere near the truth,
A genius is way out of my league.
I've seen the kind of girls that you bring into studio with you on occasion.
You know what?
You know what?
They're getting better, okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Do you want to make an announcement about your new recently acquired purchase?
Oh, yes. Hold on. Well, let me sip my new energy drink.
Yeah. It's a Monster, by the way, in case Monster's looking to endorse anybody.
Monster Rehab Tea and Lemonade Energy. It's delicious.
Yeah, yeah. And if Monster's not interested in endorsing, I love Rockstar Recoveries.
Yeah, word.
just in
case.
So
we got this covered. Yeah, Monster's my fave, mascot rockstar.
Someone's totally going to endorse us at some point.
Eventually, someday.
That should happen.
Yep. And I recently made a new purchase. And that'll also be my story of the week, too. I'll tell the story later, but I'm going to cut to the ending right now. I bought a 2006 Scion XB. Yes, that is the square-looking one, but it's tons of room, great gas mileage. I love it.
Pretty dope little ride.
Yeah, it's bad. It's perfect for me. I'm single, you know, no girlfriend, no kids, nothing.
Plenty of room to haul gear if you're ever in a band or anything like that.
Yep, and I'm also a DJ, so.
Yeah, might need to haul gear for that.
Yeah, haul gear for that, or.
Never know what's going on.
Or if I ever want to go camping off, like, a trail or something, I can just pull over, lay the seats down, and go to bed.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so I guess we're going to go to this first song set, and we'll tell you who it is.
Word.
We'll tell you what show it is.
Okay.
As soon as the set's over. Sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to get this first song is, and I know they just had a new record come out, Across the Sun, our good homies Across the Sun.
Yeah, I love Across the Sun.
I know they just had a new record come out, and I've been enjoying the hell out of it.
Me
but
too.
None of them are anywhere near as good.
As Pestilence and Rapture.
As Pestilence and Rapture. I still enjoy that EP even more.
Mm-hmm.
And so off of that EP, here is The Ardent Optimist.
Sometimes to disregard such anguish on life.
your fucking turn. Welcome back to the show. You just heard Arsonists Get All the Girls with Claiming Middle Age a Decade Early.
Totally.
Yeah, all right.
So does that make me an arsonist?
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah. Bad joke.
But that's okay because you get all the girls. Or is that what you were referring to?
Yep.
All right. I thought you might have been referring to the middle age thing.
No, I was just being stupid.
Because of the male pattern baldness that tends to run rampant in our fucking shitty genes.
Yes, that's very true, too. Dude, someone, every time I card someone, they're like, hey, how old do you think I am? I was like, I don't know. How old do you think I am? They always say 32. I'm like, fuck you.
Wow, they're even overshooting me on that one.
Dude, that's how I know not to let them in the bar. I'm like, okay, you're too drunk. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're totally at least too much of a D-bag for this place.
Yeah. 32, dude, you are almost 12 years off. Almost 10, I mean.
Yeah, word.
I don't know where 12 came from.
All right, so those last two bands, Arsonists Get All the Girls and Across the Sun, they are on tour right now, the Young and Restless Tour. And I know Across the Sun has missed several dates on this tour because of van breaking down issues.
Yes.
And I have been assured by Across the Sun that they are picking back up.
Word.
After the Portland show. The Portland show is going to happen. They're coming back here.
Good.
Yeah. They're going to do their home show and then back onto the tour.
Totally.
And then I think they have a new tour they're going to be announcing soon, too. So
yes.
Check them out on Facebook.
I love son.
All right. So the Young and Restless Tour is Our Last Night, Attila, Vanna, Arsonists Get All the Girls, A Bullet for Pretty Boy, Armor for the Broken, Across the Sun. Not necessarily in that order, but nonetheless. Let's see. I got tour dates here. If you're in one of these following towns, you should definitely go check out our homies and Across the Sun.
Yes, I would go, definitely.
And tell them we made you. We're forcing you.
Yes.
To go, all right.
Tell them I threatened you with sodomy.
Yes. March 31st is at the Branks, of course, Portland, Oregon.
Woo-hoo.
April 2nd, Studio 7 in Seattle, over to Spokane, then Colorado Springs, then Des Moines, then Minneapolis, and then Indiana, and then Wisconsin, so on and so forth. I'm pretty sure everyone listening knows how to work Facebook, right?
Right.
Look up Across the Sun, head over, and check out their tour dates.
Yeah, and go to their show.
And, yes, go to their show. They're a great band. I absolutely love Across the Sun, and those guys are my homies. Alan and Sam, specifically. Like, those guys.
I heart them.
Like, we text sometimes, and it gets kind of sexual in nature. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to brag.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to boast.
I get sexy with Brandon.
I'm not trying to be braggadocious.
The seer? Yeah, I get. We get close.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. I understand that.
Yep, we do this via text.
That's right. That's right.
We touch penises.
Yeah, via text.
Via text.
Via text. Text and various Facebook and Twitter messages.
Yes.
All right. So that's what's going on. That's happening. What is that? The 31st. That's Thursday night?
Yes.
I will be at that show in Portland. So if you come out and see me running around, I'll probably be wearing a Portland Trailblazers jersey or possibly a Lady Gaga t-shirt.
Yep.
You'll see me running around.
Totally true.
Hey, bar. Excuse me.
So, is Across the Sun now? Quick question:
yep.
Is Across the Sun headlining Thursday's show on the 31st?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that because I don't know, Benjamin.
Okay, shit.
Fuck or ass. Listeners, for that matter. Any other listeners that might be wondering the same thing? Anyway, all right. So this is the point of the show where we're gonna, you know, do our usual little thing. We're going to do our joke of the week, not metal of the week, and cover of the week, which is going to lead into the next show that we're talking about. So if those of you in Portland that know about upcoming shows,
word,
you might be able to guess what we're going to be talking about.
Word.
If you just can figure out this song set, all right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to start off with, again, we featured him before, mm-hmm. Kevin Hart.
Word.
Oh, I love Word. Kevin Hart.
I heart Kevin Hart.
I heart Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, I heart.
Yep. Totally. I'm making that t-shirt, and I'm going to go to a show and be the stalker. I'm going to be a stalker.
That's going to happen.
Yep.
All right, and this is the joke from Seriously Funny called Situation on the Phone.
You can't be so hard on your kids, man. One of my friends got a teenage daughter. He's too strict. I told him, I said, you got to relax. That girl going to do what she want to do when you're not around anyway. Relax, man. He said, Kev, let me tell you something. Do what you want to do with your kids. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. I said, you're right. I apologize. Now, this isn't funny, but it made me laugh, okay? He goes through his daughter's phone. He found a picture of a little boy's thing on the phone, right? Now, that's my friend, okay? Tells me everything. It's not funny that he found a picture of a little boy's thing on the phone. It was funny the way he told me. Because he confides in me. Tells me everything. He comes on the tour bus. He mad as shit. He said, Kev, you ain't gonna believe this. I go through Tiffany's phone. I found a picture of a little boy's situation on the phone. I said, what? What? I found a picture of the hot dog without the bun on the phone. What are you talking? A tabernacle. She had... It's a dick on the phone. She got a dick on the phone. I didn't know what to say. So I just kept repeating what he said. I said, so you telling me it's a dick on the phone? He said, it's a dick on the phone. I said, so right now, if I look in the phone, it's going to be a dick in it. I said, well, what you going to do? He said, what you think I'm going to do? I'm about to go to the school. I said, well, why are you going to the school? He said, why you think? I'm about to find out whose dick it was. That's why I'm going to the school. I said, yo, I don't think that's a good look. I don't think you should do that. I don't think you should go to the school with a picture of a little boy's dick in the phone and try to match it up to other little boys. That's a little pedophilish, don't you think? Like, you'll be in jail before 3 o'clock. He said, well, what would you do? By far the most difficult question I've ever been asked in my life. He said, what would you do? And I thought about it. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do if I found a picture of a little boy staying on my daughter's phone. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably punch her in the throat. I really don't know. Because I got a son, too, okay? Now, if I found out that my son is pulling his thing out of school, when his mother's around, I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to have a lot of stuff to say. Really? Really, dude? That's what you do in school? So you don't need pants because your dick is out. That's what you're telling me. As soon as his mom leaves, hey, come here. What'd she say when she saw it? Give me some. Yes! Hell yeah! Sometimes you got to put it on the table, son. Let him see it. We small, but we big at the same time. Let him know. I'm a different type of parent. I am a different type of parent. I'm not going to lie. Certain things I do differently. I don't like babysitting. I can admit that. I don't like watching my kids by myself. Too much pressure. No man does. No man in this room is a good babysitter. I can tell you how every man in this room watches kids. This, all we do, we sit on the couch and listen for shit. That's how we watch our kids. Kids do whatever they want when they with dad. Hey! Hey! I know y'all not in that toilet. Y'all better not be in that toilet. We ain't gonna do nothing. I definitely don't like watching other people's kids. It's too much pressure. There's nothing worse than watching somebody else's baby and you give them their baby back in the condition that they didn't give you their baby in. Like, you ever have to explain something to somebody before they see their baby? Hey, real quick before you look at your baby, let me ask you something. Your baby had two eyes for sure, right? Okay, so it happened here. Long story short, gas went off in the kitchen, blew the back of your baby face out. It was crazy. My baby knew what to do. He got in the oven. Your baby just stood there. Y'all don't run in your house? Don't nobody run in your house? I had one little girl get hurt over my house. Scariest thing ever, man. One little girl, right? My daughter got real big bunk beds. I'm in the living room. I'm watching TV. Her and her friends, they're in the room playing. Out of nowhere, I hear a loud bang. Bang! Little girl start crying. Ah! Ah! I come in the room, right? All the girls are standing around her. They all standing around her. One girl is on her knee looking at her face to face. This would almost made me laugh. When I came in the room, the girl looked at me. She's like, But I can't laugh because I'm in daddy mode. I got to figure out what happened. So I go to my daughter. It's her room. She's responsible. I said, Heaven, come here. Come here. It's your room. You're responsible. What happened? It's very hard to take a kid out of play mode. Like, when kids are playing, they don't know that shit just got real. Like, they don't know. So in her mind, it's still a game. I said, what happened? This is what my daughter did. She said, ho! Daddy! Daddy! You ever see kids do that shake shit? What is wrong with, stop. Stop shaking your face. Stop. What happened? This is a story my baby told me. She said, we got monsters, daddy. There's a bunch of monsters in here. The prince came out, told us to get in the castle. The castle was at the top of the bunk bed. When we got up there, it was too many people in the castle. So, somebody had to go. We took a vote. She lost. I kicked her off. Wait, what? What? I kicked her off, Dad. It could have been anybody. My baby made an executive decision. I said, all right. She had to go. I get it. I understand.
I have you open all night like an IHOP. I take you home, baby, let you keep me company. You give me some of you, I give you some of me. You look good, baby, must taste heavenly. I'm pretty sure that you got your own recipe. So pick it up, yeah, I like you. I just can't get enough, I gotta drive through. Cause it's me, you, you, me, you. All night, have it your way. For play before I feed your appetite. Let me get my ticket, baby, let me get in line. I can tell the way you like it, baby, supersize. Hold on, you got yours, let me get mine. I ain't living till they turn over the clothesline, check it.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
Let me walk into your body till you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
hear me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
And let me walk into your body till it's
lights out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
hear me out.
Number one, I take two number threes. That's a whole lot of you and a side of me. Now is it full of myself to want you full of me? And if it's room for dessert, then I want a piece. Baby, get my order right, no errors. I'ma touch you in all the right areas. I can feed you, you can feed me. Girl, deliver that to me, come see me. Cause it's me, you, you, me, you. All night, have it your way for play before I feed your appetite. Do you like it well done? Cause I do it well. Cause I'm well seasoned, if you couldn't tell. Now let me walk into your body till you hear me out. Or turn me on, my baby, don't you cut me out, say. Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
Let me walk into your body till you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
And let me walk into your body till it's
lights out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Or turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Don't you cut me out.
What's your name? What's your number? I'm glad I came. Can you take my order? What's your name? Girl, what's your number? I'm glad I came. Can you take my order?
Come over here.
What's your name?
Come closer.
What's your number? What's your number?
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
Let me walk into your body till you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
And let me walk into your body till it's
lights out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
Let me walk into your body till you
hear me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Take my order, cause your body like a
carry out.
And let me walk into your body till it's
lights out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Turn me on, my baby, don't you
cut me out.
Don't you cut me out.
If I wrote you a symphony,
welcome back to the show. All right, and before Ben gives his horrible, horrible news on air here in a second, I'm going to go ahead and cover some of these tunes we just played because of the fact that it kind of goes along with what Ben's horrible news for us. So,
yeah.
Situation on the Phone.
Situation on the Phone.
By Kevin Hart was that first track. Followed by our Not Metal Tune of the Week, Carry Out, by Timbaland and Justin Timberlake.
Because your body's like, carry out.
That's right.
Carry out. Carry out.
Carry out. All right. And that was and the final track that wrapped up that song set.
Carry out.
Was our cover of the week, which was not Carry Out. But... Carry out, but it was We Came as Romans with My Love.
Totally. That's a good. That's also by Timberland and Justin Timberlake.
Yes, it is.
Carry out.
In its original form. But this was the We Came as Romans version.
It's a good one, too. It's off the Punk Goes Pop 3
yes.
album.
Which we are both huge fans of the Punk Goes CDs, the yeah. whole series.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah. So, for those of you that know what's going on in Oregon coming up soon, you will know that We Came as Romans is opening for Day to Remember.
Yep.
Along with Pierce the Veil.
Word.
Bring Me the Horizon.
No, I've seen We Came as Romans before at the Hawthorne.
With Upon a Burning Body, right?
Yes.
Who is also, coincidentally, coming through in April, and I will be talking to them.
When what they day?
Through. The 16th?
Okay, I want to make sure I can go to that show.
Abandon All Ships is playing that show, too.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a mega fan of Abandon All Ships.
And part of my bad news is the Day to Remember show on Saturday. I'm texting the other DJ literally right now, and he's just a fill-in guy. And he
so
can't...
he's not really fully capable of all the great shenanigans no. that you get up to.
Yeah, it's very true. The girls don't like him. For listeners who haven't heard this show before or don't know, I'm a DJ at a strip club in Salem, Presley's Playhouse Cabaret. Right now I'm the only DJ because the only one got let go for not doing his job.
For diddling all the bitches, if yeah. you will. That's probably not what happened, but I like to say that's what happened.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Why not?
That guy's a fucking Maybe. Asshole. Do we know him?
No, we don't.
Okay, cool. So you're like, yeah, whatever. Actually, he's our best friend. Oh, my bad.
No.
Never mind, he didn't do any
he
of those things.
He probably doesn't even listen to this show.
Yeah, fuck that guy then.
Yeah, fuck it.
He touches kids. is what I'm saying. He touches children.
Carry out.
He carries out the children, is what he does. It's really horrible. It's really, really rather horrible.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry. I keep interrupting. we're choking to death. Oh. Ah, excuse us while we fucking die in Matt's studio.
But I can't go because the other DJ has his own business. DJing, actually. And so he can't fill in that day for me, which I'm very upset about because I've seen a Day to Remember before and I'm a huge fan.
I have never seen Data Remember.
Oh,
so I am so fucking pumped, dude.
Dude, if you get an interview, you better fucking tell him I love him or something. I don't know.
I'll take a picture of you topless.
Okay.
I'm sure you have one on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I do. I'll go dig you up on Facebook. I'll dig up that picture. I'll make Word. Sure it's on my phone.
Yeah. Okay.
And be like, this guy. What you know? What we're gonna custom do this shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna make you take your shirt off. You're going to write ADTR across your chest in Sharpie.
No, you tell them the tattoo I'm getting.
Oh, yeah. Your homesick sleeve that you're looking at working on.
I'm getting homesick, the artwork for homesick, as a sleeve. I'm doing that.
So dope.
It's going to be badass.
Anyway, we've gotten far off track.
Yes, we have.
Actually, let me see how it... Ooh, yeah, we've gotten far off track. All right, we've been running too long. So, yeah, we're gonna dive into this next song set. Usually, when we talk about a band on this show, we play their music,
right?
And we play the most up to date stuff,
right?
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
However,
not this time.
I feel like
Because it's our show and we do what we want.
That's right.
Carry out.
And so I'm actually playing a lot of old stuff in the sense that we played Ardent Optimist by Across the Sun earlier, Claiming Middle Age by Arsenis Get All the Girls, which is actually off their last record rather than their most recent one.
Right.
Carry Out, which is not that new of a song, but still dope.
Carry out.
And for the rest of this show, I think that we have a couple songs coming up later that are brand new. I'm not even 100% positive that anyone's heard them yet. I'm fairly confident that one of them has been heard by people that are very on top of getting their CDs as soon as they come out.
What's I like?
Who let Jar Jar in the fucking room?
I know, right?
What just happened? All right, so what's worse, the fact that you can do that or the fact that I can call it out
on
the spot?
Both.
All right.
I would have said
email
both.
Us if you got that.
Yeah.
Got that. if you got that impression even faster than I did, email us and we'll email you back and tell you how much of a tool you are.
To remember.
So let's go to song. This first song is once again not sticking with the current coming out stuff.
We do brand new.
I feel like this is a very underrated song, or at least underplayed song by Day to Remember.
Agreed.
And, so here's off of For Those Who Have Heart, Heartless.
Now
Back to the Alloy Podcast. He's still Ben.
He's still Matt.
I don't know why I decided to do that just then.
It's okay. Why not?
Whatever.
We do what we want.
All right, so that last song you heard, also, Carry Out, also playing with Day to Remember and We Came as Romans from earlier, was Bring Me the Horizon.
Yes.
And again, sticking with our old school theme, I guess, for that I didn't mean to do, but
right.
I was picking all my favorite songs by the bands, you know?
Exactly.
Pray for Plagues.
It's our show.
Off of the first record,
what do we want?
Count Your Blessings.
Word.
Oh, that was my favorite, Bring Me the Horizon.
It's a good one.
Yeah, word.
I'm so pissed about missing that show, dude. So pissed about it.
Well, I'm sure my wife isn't going to buy to go.
No, I don't think so.
Because that show sold out months ago.
Word.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't have tickets.
Tough shit.
Yeah. You're not going. You don't get to go.
Shout out also the same day as a Day to Remember. Shout out my buddy Nate Easton. He's a groupie. He's getting married that day.
Ooh, there's going to be nobody at his wedding.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yep.
Ben's working and everyone else is going to the fucking Day to Remember show.
Yep. I love you, Nate. Shout out to Nate.
Do you think his future wife listens to the show?
No, I know she doesn't.
Do you think he does?
Once in a while.
All right, so we're going to give this to him real quick. I happen to know for a fact, he told me this, all right?
Uh-oh.
I happen to know for a fact.
Oh, shit.
He was trying to push the date of the wedding.
Yeah.
So he could go to the Day to Remember show.
Right, right, yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But what the excuse he was giving is, well, all my friends are going to be at the Day to Remember show, so maybe we should have it on another day.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I told my wife about that, and she was like, what a jerk. And I'm like, no, his priorities are totally straight. No, that's yeah, totally understandable.
I agree
100% wholeheartedly with him.
Yeah, totally. So you're on the guest list for A Day to Remember. Is it like your name plus one or just whoever shows up with an alloy badge?
I think it's my name plus one plus alloy badges, I'm pretty sure.
Word.
I gotta double check and confirm with Christina, which it, shout out Christina, our connection over at Victory.
Carry out.
So
if I quit my job to go to the show, we could all three still go, right?
Probably.
Okay.
We could probably badge you and just sneak you in the back
that
door.
That might happen.
I'm really hoping no one from Thrasher's listening to this. This is not actually a discussion. This is off air talk that was never mind, we're busted.
This is a test.
Of the beep. This has been a test of the emergency carry out.
System. I was just about to do that too. I was like, Matt's gonna do it, or I am. So
what? How did we get on that? How did we start doing that?
I don't know.
we're just doing the it now, cover, huh?
And
we
then like I just made fun of it just for no reason at all.
Sounds awesome.
We do this all the time.
All right. How long have we been rolling? Too long. Everyone's like, shut up and play a song for Christ's sake.
It's true.
And I'm like, okay, fine, I will.
Here you go.
We will. All right, and we're going to tell you a little bit about this upcoming show. This show is actually, if you're hearing this on the day this show came out, this show is tonight.
Yes.
So get your shit together and get your fucking ass to Portland if you're in Oregon.
Do it.
Because this is going to be a dope show. Here is
thoroughly good.
Thoroughly wonderful. There's five bands on this bill. One of them I don't know who they are, but we've got stuff by all four of the other bands, as well as a little bit of an interview coming up here in a little bit.
Nice.
So here is Oracle's Song of Unceasing Wrath by Dusk's Embrace to start it off. Enjoy.
There is nowhere to run.
welcome back to the show. Ben and I were just discussing Dusk's Embrace, who... Sorry. Let's outro that last song first. I apologize. That last song was The Farthest Reaches by Son of Aurelius.
Sons of Aurelius?
Sons? Is Sons. It Sons or Son?
I don't remember.
It's Son on iTunes.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go with that. Son of Aurelius, whatever. If it's wrong, sorry, Sons. I don't know what it is. Yeah,
totally.
So, great band. I mean, I actually blogged about them not long ago for the video for this song, The Farthest
nice.
Reaches.
Nice.
But yeah, we were talking about Dust's Embrace because they've got, they're minus a bassist right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a new guy. It's actually Mikey D from Run Bitch Run.
Nice.
Yeah, he's going to be doing the fill-in work.
Badass.
And, yeah, well, I'm not sure when he's starting because he's still, you know.
In Run, Bitch, Run.
Right. Well, yeah, and he's not going to be leaving Run, Bitch, Run to do it. He's going to be doing double duty. Yep. But he's got to figure out, he's got to learn all the tracks and stuff. And as far as I know, this was decided while Run, Bitch, Run was recording their EP, which is coming out soon. Details coming soon, I guess. they were recording their EP in Josh's studio, Josh from Dust's Embrace.
Yeah.
He was the main producer, mixer, masterer of the tracks. Mm-hmm. And him and Mikey kind of got together and decided that they were going to make it happen.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Badass.
Yeah, looking forward to having Mikey D in Dust's Embrace.
Good.
It'll be nice to have a bassist again. Which, by the way, shout to Mendoza if you're listening.
We love you, Mendoza.
We miss you.
He's the old bassist for
Dust's Embrace. Yeah, former bassist.
Embrace. Yep.
For those of you that have been listening a long time, we didn't need to tell you that. But nonetheless.
Right.
All right, so we're going to cut this one a little bit short. We've been going right around 2 minutes since the last song. We're going to cut this just a smidge short because here's an interview that I got with Ocean of Mirrors.
Yes.
Which is a up-and-coming band. Right now, they're unsigned. They're based in Oregon, mm-hmm. based out of Portland. And
they're good.
I think there's a little bit of buzz about them going on over at a little place called Rise Records up in Portland.
Ah.
Because that's who Those Who Lie Beneath was on, if you recall. So, yeah, here is my interview with Ocean of Mirrors. This is Matt from Alloy Podcast, and I'm hanging out with, if you guys could introduce yourselves, it'd be great.
Taylor,
Brighton, Oceans of Mirrors.
Right on. So, you guys are fairly new in the Portland scene, right?
Relatively, yeah.
Relatively, yeah. So, how's it been going for you? I know I saw that you guys played with American Me not long ago in Portland, and I know I've seen your name on a lot of flyers. Mm. So, how's the reception for you guys?
I would say it's going pretty good as of late. We really, when I joined the band, that was like the full lineup. And then we, you know, we've just been trying to get on the best shows that we can in our hometown and just kind of like build up a name for ourselves right now. But I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, we played our first show with actually two different vocalists, and it was going okay. But and we brought on Taylor, and you know, it really started working live, and definitely the reception's been good. Playing some good shows lately, so.
Oh yeah, you guys are probably the proggiest I've heard coming from out of this area, if you don't mind my saying so. It's definitely something that doesn't get around to these parts very often. Mm-hmm. So it's good to hear new stuff coming through.
Well, thank you.
I know there is a strong reception for you guys around here because I heard your name a lot before this show, and from bands around these parts, you know. Mm-hmm. So is this your first time playing in Salem?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think it went well?
Yeah, it went really well. I played here, you know, before, and I don't think the reception was as good.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on. I really enjoyed playing here tonight, actually. I mean, the sound from the stage where we're playing is pretty good, and people seem to be liking it. I really enjoyed playing here a lot.
And good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Good vibes, good vibes.
I kind of like to turn metal bands into metal fans for a minute.
Sure.
Was there ever a show that you thought was going to be lame that you were going to for whatever your girlfriend talked you into it or anything like that, and it ended up being awesome and blowing you away?
You go first.
Oh, man.
And it doesn't have to be metal. Like, mine's Aaron Tippin. You know?
Aaron Tippin.
Yeah.
Right. honestly, most of the shows that my my ex-girlfriends or previous girlfriends have taken me to, I didn't enjoy at all. They were mostly like, you know, cute is what we aim for, freaking like, you know, Blink-182 stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the only one that I can remember was probably Circa Survive. Really, mm-hmm. really impressed me when I saw them. And I don't listen to them that much, never really have, but their performance was fucking awesome and spot on.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say that there's actually a band out of Portland called the Builders and the Butchers, and I really don't know how I went to that show. I just kind of ended up at a bar that they were playing, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. So that would probably be mine. And like, you know, like you said, it's not metal at all. It's like almost people refer to it as like Civil War era punk rock, and that's pretty much the best description. Wow.
That's so amazing. Niche, dude.
For sure. It's definitely a unique sound. But yeah, I would say that's like it's inspiring, you know, to go out there and being like someone who plays metal and plays like heavy music and see these guys playing like a genre that, you know, most people can't even classify, you know, and they're just like getting huge responses from the fans, and there was just great energy in the place, so it was really inspiring.
Right on. All right, so turning that around, and you can say no comment if you want, because I understand it can be mm-hmm. delicate
sure.
for a person, for guys in an upstart band mm-hmm. to answer this question. Was there any shows you went to that you thought were going to be amazing mm-hmm. and were shit?
Mm. Yeah. you know, I've definitely had my experiences, whether it be like, you know, you might go to a show and it's, the bands are doing great, but maybe like the sound isn't good and it ends up kind of botching the show because, you know, no one can get into it. And I've definitely had those sort of scenarios. I wouldn't say that any one necessarily sticks out in my mind, but, you know, there's multiple situations that I can think of where I have gone to shows and had to walk out because I was, it's almost like it was fingernails on chalkboard, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and also just, you know, ever going out like touring and having, you know, different bands open up for you every night, and you get handfuls of bands, local bands that are great, and then you get handfuls of local bands that are just not caring at all, you know?
Yeah.
Just go up there and make noise and, I guess that's cool in its own right, but it's definitely not something that I want to listen to or enjoy. So.
Yeah.
And the only time bands have ever really failed me, I mean, I don't want to really put any names out there. I can't think of any on the spot, but usually when bands I listen to for a long time, their newer albums become really, really overproduced, and they sound so spot on and sound so perfect on their recordings, and then I go and see them live, and it's just kind of yanky. Kind of janky.
Mm-hmm, totally. Yeah.
And that can be really, really disappointing when I really fall in love with the band and then finally see them and they're just not tight at all.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I want to break away from that a lot. I want to sound just like our recordings.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my big one was I went and saw Megadeth on Gigantour a couple years ago. And Dave Mustaine was so hammered. He would wobble away from the mic for like entire sentences and then kind of come back and bash his face into it. And you're like, oh, this is a train wreck. I don't even want to see this anymore.
It's metal, man.
Guilty pleasures, or not necessarily guilty pleasures, because I don't feel guilty about anything I listen to.
Sure.
But stuff that most people would be kind of blown away that you listen to it.
Okay.
Do you have anything like that? Because like, one of my favorite things to do is come to shows like this wearing a Lady Gaga shirt.
Yeah.
It really gets a good response. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I honestly would say that if someone asked me that, being like a fan of our music, they would probably be thrown back by everything I listen to, because I don't really listen to metal a whole lot. I definitely keep up, like, you know, if my friend's band releases a CD or something, I'll check that out, or, you know, if there's something new, like, that, I mean, I want to stay relevant in the scene that I play music in, but it's not something I really listen to a lot. I would say that most of the stuff I listen to is, like, my all-time favorite band is Deftones. I listen to a lot of Tom Waits. Tom Waits is a huge influence on me and like my vocals. And then I listen to a lot of 80s music. So, you know, I mean, those are all pretty guilty pleasures, I guess.
Right on.
I'd say probably my biggest guilty pleasure is, not a lot of people know it, I'm sure you guys probably won't know, but it's a band called Ozark Tentacles from the late 80s. Have this girl bass player, and they're like this funk, psychedelic, like mushroom freaking fusion band.
Yeah.
And I listen to them all the time, man. I enjoy it so much. It's my dad's a six-string funk bass player, so I was kind of raised around that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm deep into like jazz and all that.
That's awesome.
Man, yeah, yeah. Ozark Tentacles, man. Good shit. It's good shit.
Right on. Well, plans for the future. Is there anything that's kind of coming together that you feel like, you know, like we're on kind of like you guys are on a precipice, or like what are your plans for the future, I guess?
You know, right now we're trying to just stay focused on one thing at a time, and right now we're in the process of recording an EP that'll be released here hopefully within the next couple months, and then, you know, from there, who knows? I mean, it's just gonna be more shows, and, you know, there's the natural progression of any band, really, just playing more shows, making more music, gaining more fans.
Yeah,
that's pretty much the goal.
definitely want to get out there and tour. Just want to make sure we don't jump into it a little bit too early. Want to jump in at the right time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not summer, because it's just too damn hot. But not winter, because then you can't get over passes and shit.
Yeah, so, yeah, somewhere in between.
It's always rough somewhere.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, stay tuned for more Ocean of Mirrors. Check there. You want to give Facebook or MySpace links? Or
yeah, just myspace.com/OceanofMirrors.
Yeah.
And,
no numbers, no symbols, no, just Ocean of Mirrors.
No 69.
Yeah.
No.
X, no. Ocean of Mirrors X.
Yeah, none of that. Just Ocean of Mirrors, straight to the point.
Right on. So check them out. Go find them. Go friend them. Go follow them. Anything that's necessary. And stay tuned. We got more show coming up for you.
These lies will provide no solace. These lies. Rise of Time. I went to